Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Thursday, so we're going to talk a little bit of history. All week, we've been celebrating Jimmy Kimmel. It was his birthday the other day. He turned 51. Happy belated birthday. He's a funny guy. He seems really cool. He is in no way affiliated with this show, but, you know, just so you know. Don't expect him to pop up or anything. So we've looked at some cool roles that I think he would fit in well. I really am on that Booster Gold bandwagon. I want to see him as Booster Gold now, but we'll see. Today, though, we're going to take a look a little bit at his history, you know, kind of where he came from, how he got to where he is, and everything like that. He was born November 13th, 1967 in New York. He was born in Brooklyn. He grew up in the neighborhood of Mill Basin, which that's somewhere in Brooklyn, I guess. There's so many little things, boroughs and suburbs, not really suburbs and stuff of New York that in Brooklyn that it, I grew up in the middle of nowhere, so I can't relate. But he was the eldest of three children. His mom was a homemaker. His dad worked at American Express and was an IBM executive. And he was raised Catholic. As a kid, he was an altar server. His mom is Italian descent, and his dad is German, because his family name used to be Kummel, Caraway in German, but they changed it a while back. They moved to Vegas when he was 9 years old. Graduated high school, then he went to the University of Nevada for a little bit, and after that he went to Arizona State. And as most celebrities do, he received an honorary degree from University of Nevada, Las Vegas in 2013. His uncle, one thing about his family that is that they're always big parts of everything he does. His Uncle Frank was a regular on the show, his Jimmy Kimmel Live until he died. His cousin Sal kind of took his place on When Ben Stein's Money and shows up on Jimmy Kimmel Live a lot. His aunt was on there, his brother is a director on the show. His sister writes stuff for the show. His son is a production assistant on the show. Like, he's a good family guy. And I think that's one of the reasons I kind of like him is, you know, even though he is big and famous, he still has brought his family up with him, and they are part of what he does now. And that's really neat. But he started working in entertainment and stuff in the radio industry while he was still in high school. He hosted a Sunday night interview show when he was at UNLV. And then when he was at Arizona State, he was a call-in on an afternoon show and got pretty popular on that. And then he finally got a paying job doing a morning co-host of a show called The Me and Him Show in Seattle, Washington. This is about 1989-ish is when this is happening. And less than a year later, they were fired. Him and this guy named Kent Voss were fired. And they got moved and picked up by a station in Tampa, Florida, where they were fired again. I guess he's always been kind of, or he used to be real edgy and things like that. And that's probably what got him fired. I don't know. I couldn't find a whole lot about it. Then he got his own show in Palm Springs, California. And while he was there, he actually met Carson Daly. This is before Carson Daly was Carson Daly. Carson Daly was, how many times can I say Carson Daly in 30 seconds? He was in college and stuff, and Kimmel convinced him to drop out of college and come be his intern. And, you know, then we had TRL and all that stuff. And then he had a morning show in Tucson, Arizona, and he finally landed a gig at K-Rock in L.A., which is one of the biggest stations in the country. And he was the sports guy for the morning show there, which I don't know. I don't see him doing a whole lot of sports, but maybe. I guess that's whatever. And it was during this time that, while he was doing this show in L.A., that he became friends with Adam Carolla, who was just a guy trying to make it, you know, trying to be a comedian and everything. And so after radio is when he got into television. He was on Win Ben Stein's Money, which started airing in 97. He was the guy who would make the jokes and was real witty. And it was a good balance to Ben Stein, who's kind of that stoic, professory type guy. You know, everybody knows Ben Stein because he has a monotonous voice and for dry red eyes, everything. And it was good enough that they earned an Emmy out of it for Best Game Show Host, so that's pretty impressive. Then, while he was there, he also co-hosted with Adam Carolla and co-produced The Man Show. And he would leave Ben Stein in 2001, and that's when they had another comedian named Nancy Pimentel come in and replace him, and she didn't work out, and that's when his cousin Sal came in and replaced him. And The Man Show, one of the reasons he quit is because The Man Show was doing so well at the time. It was one of Comedy Central's biggest shows, and everybody watched it, and it made Kimmel and Carolla, you know, kind of powerful, and it made them some money, and they were able to make their own production company called Jack Hole Productions, where they would go on and produce a lot of shows. They did Cranky Anchors, they did the Andy Milonakis Show, they even did a film called Wind City Heat, which won the best comedic film at the Montreal Comedy Festival. So, you know, he's really kind of working at this time, buzzing his chops, proving himself. And this rolls you into about 2003 when he got Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. Because at the time, you just had NBC with The Tonight Show and CBS with The Late Show. And ABC hadn't really had a big late night show in a long time. And he left The Man Show, goes to ABC to do Jimmy Kimmel Live. And ever since then, that's what he's been doing. You know, 2003, that's 15 years ago. So happy 15th anniversary on that, Jimmy. That's a good milestone to have as well. And through it all, you know, he has constant running jokes. He has great skits, fun little feuds and everything that we'll kind of get into tomorrow. But, you know, he's still not without controversy. You know, he's made comments at Oscars, at NBA games, Emmys, and stuff. But he's always, you know, realizes that, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have said that, it was in poor taste. And comes clean and usually does something to make up for it. Which most, you know, some celebrities just will say they're sorry, but he actually does stuff. That's really cool, you know. And all throughout his whole career, he's been cool to just go over and pop up and do things, whether it be like the Comedy Central roast or show up at the ESPYs. He did some Family Guy, he guest hosted on Regis and Kelly. He's done some stuff with The Tonight Show, The Jay Leno Show. He's actually one of my favorite things that he has ever done is he had Leno on his show after Leno took The Tonight Show back and all this stuff, where he just called him out on everything, and it was pretty awesome. And, you know, said what a lot of people were thinking and wanted to say but didn't have the platform to say it. So that's why, you know, I think he's a pretty good guy. He's talented for so many things. And one of the things that I think is neat, you know, he's always kind of had that everyman thing, but recently he had a son, Billy, and he was born with a heart disease. And it was a really hard time for him. I mean, he broke down in tears on his show, and ever since then, he's been really big with children's charities and things like that. It's hard to watch, if we're being truthful, when he came back and talked about his son, it was really, really hard. But, you know, that just showed that, hey, he's a normal guy too. He deals with things, and I think that's really the big tipping moment when I was like, you know, this guy, he's a good guy. But let me know what you think. Are you a Kimmel fan? Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. But email us if you want to. If you don't want it to be social or public, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Like, comment, share, subscribe, rate, podcast jargon stuff. That way you get not only this show, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, The New Weird, Family Sounds, everything like that. But otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Quit your job and light up one. Get your favorite private part. It's the